From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Alicia Bales. This week, KZYX, in collaboration with the Mendocino Voice newspaper, received word that we have been awarded a grant from Report for America. Report for America is a national service program that places talented emerging journalists in local newsrooms to report on undercover topics and communities. In 2020, KZYX and the Mendo Voice will co-host a reporter in our newsrooms who will cover the environment and natural resources, filing regular, in-depth print and radio stories. Kate Maxwell and Adrian Bauman of the Mendocino Voice spoke with me about Report for America and what this prestigious grant will mean for local reporting in Mendocino.
We are one of 164 newsrooms that were selected in 46 different states, and those newsrooms are going to get a total of 250 different local reporters. So some of them are going to get a couple. We're going to get one here in Mendocino County, and they all have specific beats that they're focused on. But this nonprofit is supporting the next generation of local journalists. So what that means is they pay for half the salary, and then between Mendocino Voice and KZYX, we pay for another portion of it, and then the community is going to contribute in some way to help support this reporter for a year and then potentially even two in total.
Why don't they just pay for everything?
The way this is structured is to help local news organizations build their capacity and to help local communities develop ways to fund expanded local reporting and also train these journalists who otherwise might not get a chance to work in local news because the jobs are not necessarily there.
So across the country, something like 50 to 60% of journalism jobs have been cut since the heyday of newspapers in the late 1990s. What that means is there's been a proliferation of what's called news deserts. Across the United States, there's huge areas in the United States where there's no breaking news happening, where there's no court reporting happening, where there's various kinds of government meetings that aren't being attended by any reporter. I think most people can agree that this is potentially a problem for our democracy as a nation, and that's what Report for America, which is part of Ground Truth, is a larger umbrella organization, is trying to tackle, is that problem. Locally, we've gone from a situation where the three largest newspapers in the county, which were the Ukiah Daily Journal, the Willits News, and the Fort Bragg Advocate, and also the Mendocino Beacon, have all been consolidated under one large company, which is owned by a hedge fund called Alden Capital. They don't care about local reporting. There are a lot of very hardworking reporters at those newspapers across the country and here in Mendocino County, but the people that actually own the newspaper do not care about that. They care about the fact that they can get a sort of steady level of subscription dollars and they can get a steady level of advertising dollars because they have regional monopolies or local monopolies, and they can continue that stream of money. That story has been repeated literally hundreds of times at hundreds of different local newspapers. And the solution that's eventually going to have to come about is local ownership and local control of newspapers such that big hedge funds can't take them over. The Mendocino Voice, we're going to be transitioning to a co-op structure. You guys are also a nonprofit, and so we're not going to get bought out by large corporate media. We're not going to have staffing cuts in order to line the pockets of billionaires.
What happens next?
The applications are open through January 30th. There'll be a joint selection process with our two organizations and Report for America. So they'll do the initial selection, but we can recommend candidates if we know people here that are interested. And from there, we'll get to interview a few candidates, make our recommended picks. And starting in June, we'll have a new reporter here covering the environment and natural resources.
I envision they'll be doing a fair amount of reporting on things like the meetings of the Regional Water Quality Control Board, which is, of course, the state body that governs rivers in our area. And they're an incredibly important government agency that nobody's covering. Likewise, the Board of Forestry is seldom covered. The various air quality control districts. And there's this whole jigsaw puzzle of different governing boards and agencies that actually manage our natural resources, manage how we interact, how we're allowed to interact, and how we conserve our environment. And there's been no reporting on that in the region.
What does it mean when
there is no media covering these agencies.
David Simon, who is a longtime reporter for the Baltimore Sun, he said a few years ago that this was going to be the golden age of government corruption because nobody's doing the kind of shoe leather reporting of filing for public records acts and you know, reading through minutes that's necessary to actually be a watchdog on the government. But I think it goes beyond that, because I think that in the era in which we live now is one of literally unprecedented change, you know, since the Ice Age. We're experiencing the effects of climate change, and that's what that means for what our society looks like in California and the world. Nobody knows. And we need smart young people exploring not only how people and communities and governments are interacting with those changes, but also developing new ideas and looking at new proposals and new possibilities about what we can do to mitigate those effects and, I think, adapt to those effects. And that's the kind of reporting that having someone that's specifically dedicated to this beat is going to allow us to do.
That was Kate Maxwell and Adrian Bauman of the online newspaper The Mendocino Voice. For KZYX Community News, I'm Alicia Bales. For all our local news with photos, links, and more, visit kzyx.org.